Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hannah, everywhere she goes, she is a good time. I'll be honest. Like, Hannah is fun. So I was a little bit surprised that Hannah, of all the people, got into like a bar confrontation. But also not surprised because somehow this stuff always happens to Hannah. We're commercial free on the Brad Manga Show. What does a bar confrontation look like for Hannah Gibbs?
So me and my girlfriend, Emily, went up to pay our bar tabs, and I noticed right away that this man came up, like, stood directly behind me. Like, I could feel his, like, face right behind my head. So I turned around, and I was like, we're just paying our, like, the bar was really busy, so I kind of thought that he was wanting to, like, stand or sit there because, like, there wasn't a lot of room. So I turned around and I was like, hey, we're just waiting to get our cards back and pay our tabs. And then we'll move if you want to sit here. And he goes, okay. And then about 10 seconds later, this dude reaches his arm around me and puts his drink right in front of me.
Did he have the seats? Were those seats open in front of you?
It was completely open when we went to stand there. So he was not there before.
Okay.
So after he put his drink right in front of me, I turned around again for the second time and I said, I just told you that we're waiting to get our cards back and that we'll move when we get our cards back and we're going to leave.
Were there two bar chairs like waiting, like open that he could sit down at?
Yeah, or? But he was just standing right behind me.
Okay.
So he was just like being incredibly impatient.
Clearly he wanted to sit down before you had paid.
Yeah,
he wanted you to
right.
pay around him. He wanted that seat back.
Right, but I kept telling him like, dude, we're not trying to steal your seat. Like, I'm just waiting to get my card back. And so after the second time I told him and I kind of clapped back at him a little bit, he goes, why do you have to say it like that?
Mm.
And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, you act like you know you're all. And then he kind of like puffed his chest up. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just saying you don't have to stand right next to me like I'm waiting to pay my bar tab. And then I don't know what came over him, but he like exploded and he goes, oh, I get it. I have to use the PG version of everything. Kevin, get the dump button ready. He goes, oh, I get it. You just think you're so gorgeous and you're the hot girl so that every single guy is just going to bow down to you and do whatever the F you say.
He started yelling at you?
Screaming at me. And I do not do well with confrontation, like yelling or anything like that. I've never been like really yelled at by a man before.
I've never been called the hot girl before either.
Wow.
And so I didn't know what to do. And so you guys might think like, oh, Hannah, you know, she's loud, she's crazy. But I just kind of shut down because I've never been yelled at like that. And it was scary to me how quick it escalated. So I didn't know what was going to come next.
Right.
So I just looked at the bartender in like hopes that he could sense that I felt scared, and the bartender noticed because the guy was yelling so loud, and the bartender kind of like shoot him off. He's like, hey, like, you know, walk off. And I just was like, oh, and then the drunk guy behind me was not stopping. He's like, no, like she just thinks she can get whatever she wants. And he would not stop heckling. And so then I don't even know how much I ended up tipping on my bar tab because I was so scared that I was just like frantic to like to get out of there because that guy started like pacing behind me. I'm like, oh my gosh, is he gonna like hit me? And then he like got, I don't want to say that he lunged at me, but he definitely
no
like.
No way, he like flinched.
He went forward and he.
Yeah, you know that move, like, yeah.
Like a, ugh, kind of. And he just
what
said,
F you.
What is the
dumbest move?
And so then the bartender was like, hey. And then my friend, my girlfriend, like kind of took her arm. She didn't shove him, but kind of just like was like, hey, you need space between each other. Do not even do your little head fling manly whatever you just
wow.
did. And so I leave. I walk out the door. I'm frantic. I'm scared. I don't know what's coming next. I didn't deserve that. And my friend, she luckily didn't clock the guy in the face and she followed behind me and we left. But it all just happened so fast. Like, it was crazy.
AB, as another woman, when you go to pay for a bar tab, is it awkward because you feel like it's crowded and you just wish a guy would go up there? Is it
like
that?
It's never a fun situation. It's always like packed, you're shoulder to shoulder and you're just trying to like yell at the guy to be like, hey, like bring me my tab and
do
stuff.
You feel like you guys get noticed less? Because I never have any problems. That's what I was wondering as a woman.
Maybe?
Do you feel like they skip over you and then these guys
I don't know,
just
but it's already such like a hectic situation already that adding that on top of it, yeah. Like I would probably start crying.
Yeah.
I can't believe it would escalate like that. He would get so upset so quickly over nothing.
I didn't know. Like that was so out of left field and like I didn't even know what he was talking about. It wasn't adding up to me. All I knew was that I felt uncomfortable and scared, and I'd never been in that position before.
I just can't believe he like did the whole like douchebag like flinch thing.
Yeah.
Like he's a frat boy. Like, grow up, man. This song is for you. It's called Calm Down.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.